That's what saved me. I had fully charged it before I went out. I had it around my neck. Having been 20, 30 minutes in the water, I still wasn't totally sure. You know, I've never tried it underwater. I got out and I thought, oh yeah, I've got my phone. Here it is. I turned it on. Well, yeah, and it came on, but it looked pretty blotchy. And I thought, oh, I hope this works. And I was pressing away on it. I was basically, 999999. I just over and over 999. I couldn't even remember what the other number, emergency number was. You know, I mean, obviously I was a bit panicky, but trying to stay calm. And it kept saying 999. This it can't accept. It can't read your location, so it can't connect. And I thought, oh no, You know, surely it can connect anywhere. But I thought, well, don't give up. And I was just pressing sort of almost everything that came up on my phone in the hope that I'd get something. And then I heard a woman's voice. She said fire. I'd obviously pressed fire, and she says the fire service or something. And I just said, I'm in trouble. I'm in a cave off OE. I've come out of my kayak. I've fallen out of my kayak. I've been in the water. I'm up on a ledge. I'm very cold. I need rescue.